providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second half of the KER Politics with Cortland and Jim McKinney. And, you know, we finished up the first segment talking about wokeism and some of the issues. And, of course, most importantly, China's influence on the United States and how that's very dangerous. And I want to highlight, Al, that how important it is for people to understand you don't have a say in an authoritarian controlled country like China. A very small group of people make a decision on your future and, of course, hold you accountable legally to their ideologies. And, you know, I've been reading a lot of our bloggers and I've been listening to a lot of people that think that somehow a small group of intellectuals will be a much more effective leadership style than a democratic republic. You know, democracy is dangerous, and of course that's, you know, been highlighted way back in the day with the Greeks saying it's the most dangerous form of governance. A republic takes away kind of a little bit of separation of direct democratic control. So what's really important for people to realize is the foundations of our government with separation of powers and the opportunity to change that direction with the courts and, of course, the Congress and then the executive branch. If any one of those gets too much power, you're in trouble. And that's what we've seen here in America. You commented, and I'll push it over to you here in a second, but you commented before we went to the break that you're not so proud of America anymore. And, you know, I'm going to look at the longer haul, and I'm incredibly proud of America for what it's meant and how well it's done to help benefit and make people's lives so much better around the world, and how capitalism in our system has made a better world. But that's a threat right now. And I think that's what we're talking about. Though politically, and I want to get your ideas on this, politically, the Biden administration, the Democrats, are facing a very big challenge because of exactly these woke policies and the influence of China right now. There is pushback growing. Do you see any of that, Al?
You know, I see a bit of it, Jim, but I don't see as much as I think as you see. And let me kind of go on a little bit here about that. I spent Easter in Seattle, and I only bring that up because I don't go to Seattle very often anymore. But I want to get back to your comment about why I'm not proud of America. I'm in an environment, Jimmy, where I talk with a lot of very intelligent people. People like the former chief attorney for the city of Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. In social settings, I talk with people like that. I asked him in a social setting once, I said, what are you guys going to do about the homeless problem? And he said, nothing. He said, the head attorney for the city of Seattle said, we're not going to do anything. There's nothing we can do about that. Now, eventually, when I drove into Seattle last week, I got about as far as, I would say Northgate, which is about 175th, which is pretty well outside the downtown core. And I started to notice tents. I started to notice many, many more tent cities in Seattle than I saw on previous trips, although I'm not sure that they've grown. I know that they're dangerous. I read articles in the Seattle Times every day about how one of the main downtown streets, 3rd Avenue in Seattle, is being completely overrun with crime, and how it's now a center of focus for the Seattle Police Department, and they are very, very inefficient in terms of cleaning that up. I was told by a politician that Seattle is no longer, a local politician, that it is no longer to go shopping, and no longer free to go safe to go shopping in downtown Seattle. Jimmy, that's why I'm no longer proud of my country, because the city of Seattle, which is a major urban area, isn't doing anything to try and alleviate the crime.
Well, and there is no question in these major urban areas that have been controlled by Democratic politicians that focus on defunding the police, on woke policies, taking these actions that are actually undermining the safety and security of their own population.
Uh-huh.
That's come to a head, you know, and really the summer of 2020, the political riots, the BLM and Antifa riots that overtook the country clearly has identified the weaknesses in that system. And that's why I am confident that people are turning away from that. They're tired of listening to a government official tell them that they are, that the parents are not responsible for their children, that the government official or the teacher is going to teach their kindergarten about transgenderism and help them identify who they are, and they'll do it behind their parents' back. They're tired of illegal border crossings, and they're tired of this kind of corrupt destruction of our safety and security.
Yep.
And the numbers are becoming quite clear. Hispanics, from a 65 to 68% support of the Biden administration when he took power, the Biden regime, Hispanics are now in the 35% range of approval for Biden. That's a huge, over 30% drop in support. Yep. Black community, 30% drop in support. Democrats are moving in droves saying, I will never vote Democrat again because of exactly the issues you're talking about. And our system is not perfect, and there is no question. But with a decentralized system where people live in those areas and are responsible for electing their local officials, they either are completely blinded by the media and the control that we talked about in the first segment, or they're going to push back. And I'm seeing what happened in Virginia with a complete overtaking of Virginia senior government officials by Republicans or conservatives. I see that happening a lot in a lot of places. Columbia, right here in South Carolina, first time in like 40 years, elected a Republican mayor and city council. These are big changes in some of these areas where people are, just fed up with it. They're fed up with the control.
Jimmy, off mic, we were talking this morning. You wanted to bring up something specifically during the second second segment of the second hour, something that Rachel Maddow said last night.
Oh yeah, so let's. This is good. We'll finish this segment out. Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, is on video or on audio tape with Liz Cheney and other House leaders on the 10th of January, 2020, saying that, hey, yeah, he thinks Trump should probably resign because of the January 6th events, and he probably won't do it. Of course, McCarthy's coming back and saying, you're taking it out of context. You don't see what the real truth is here. But the reality is McCarthy, McConnell, these guys that basically have succumbed and bowed down to the pressures of the media and the left continue to show weakness. And I think it's going to be very painful for him to keep his leadership role for a while. But at the same time, who leaked it? And my guess is probably Liz Cheney and other Never Trump type folks who are trying to undermine, possibly they may have done it, people that actually support Trump that want a clean house. And that's an interesting thought too. That can be going either way.
Jim, we got less than a minute left here. I want you to opine on this question. And if you can answer it quickly, that would be great. And if you can't, I'd like to get into it in the next segment. What do you view as being Liz Cheney's political future?
Oh, I think she's going to get trounced in the primary in Wyoming. At least I hope so. Though she's going to stick around as a pundit. There's going to be a lot of money and resources because there's a lot of Never Trumpers out there that think they're above. They look at the party and the old school method that the big powerful should control and lead. Exactly what people are frustrated and tired of.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for her because I think she's way off base in her philosophy, in my opinion. I really respect her dad, Dick Cheney, and I really have to wonder exactly why Liz went ahead and made such a close personal alliance with the progressives. I think that was a big, big mistake on her part. Stick around, you guys are going to be right back to wrap up KER Politics.